Now, did I tell you the time was going to go fast?
It flew by.
Nice morning. I want to thank you all for coming in.
Thanks for having us. Huge listener friends.
Don't let me down. Don't make me look foolish, okay? You got to show up tomorrow at Rub-A-Dub Dog Wash between 10 and 2 with something. I don't care what you show. Well, I do care what you show up with, but show up for something for someone in need. Now, I'm going to give the rest of this time to you guys to explain what it is, where it is, where they can find you on Facebook, on, you know, internet or phone number, if God forbid they ever need you for any reason.
Well, we won't have Matt do the phone number. He got it wrong last time.
Before we start, I just want to say one thing. I know we're here representing Lost Dog, but there are so many volunteers that we have that do so much and go beyond. I just want to mention a couple of names. Robin Smith is incredible. Trish Brophy. Denise Gallo, Dave Gallo, Pamela Jacoud. You know, without incredible people like that, you know, this group doesn't really exist. I mean, it's just a team effort, and there's just so many people involved, and, you know, we can't get them all in this room, but they all deserve some credit.
You know what? There's so many to thank. I mean, on Facebook.
Well, see, that's what I was going to say. That's how I know these people. Yeah. Now, thank God for Facebook.
We have a few Facebook pages. And we have over how many members on our pages? I mean, thousands.
Right now, about 12,000 with all our pages.
So there's too many people to thank, but I want to say right now, if you're listening, thank you so much. We appreciate you. And more eyes out there have helped to save so many dogs' lives. And if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah,
you know,
there's a lot.
And so successful. So we want to thank you very much. And you know, Matt, why don't you tell them of our Facebook pages so that if you're not a member, please become a member and help in searching for dogs in your area that
may
be missing.
And also, if God forbid, like I said, you need them.
Oh, yeah, if you need us. Now, I'll tell you our number, Lost Dog Search and Rescue, 732-240-4181. Call us. But give them.
Well, you could find us on Facebook if you have the internet. And we have three pages that we have on Facebook. It's the Lost Dog Search and Rescue, Lost Dogs in Ocean County, and Lost Dogs in New Jersey. You could join any of those pages, and we'll willing to help anybody that needs help.
I'm sending a picture of my brother.
Craig's taking selfies over here. He distracted us.
I keep thinking about WKRP in Cincinnati, and I just wanted to...
Oh, Johnny Fever.
Yeah, Johnny Fever. Fever. He was incredible. Yeah.
Two last people I want to thank, though. I want to thank you, Mary Ann, for having us on here and sharing the word and help spread and everything.
You know, it's my pleasure.
And retired Sergeant Stuart Smith.
Yes.
It's just such an honor to meet him and to know that he's here for us and to help the military.
You said you had some background on Sergeant Smith, and we don't want to embarrass you, but we're going to, okay? Do you have it there in front of you?
I
know it's impressive because I read it.
I don't have it in front of me.
You know what? Blow your own horn. Seriously, Sergeant Smith.
Absolutely.
I want you to blow your own horn and tell our listener friends exactly, because we have a lot of retired military listening. And happy Veterans Day, and thank you very much for your service.
Thank you all out there for your service.
So you will be there tomorrow at some point. We're not going to pinpoint you.
I'll be there at 10. And what I'll tell anybody that's listening, if you have a problem with a dog, come up to me while I'm there. I'm the tall, good-looking guy.
Yes, he is.
I'm a little bit old, but
I'm the short, good-looking guy.
I'm not selling myself, but walk up to me if you have a problem. I'll try to, you know, help you if anything to do with dog training.
Okay, wait a second. I'm going to be first in line.
Anybody that gives me the wrong address doesn't get anything free from me.
Okay, all right. No, I gave you 7. It was close enough. We're 8, okay? I am going to let you check out Norman.
Anybody out there that you know has a question about a dog, anything to do with training, I did it for close to 30 years in military and civilian life, so I think I do know. I hope I know something about helping you out. And I would say to any law enforcement associate out there or police department, if you have a problem with your police dog, you want to come up and ask a question or call Marianne, I'll let her forward my number to you so you can call me. And what else did you want me to discuss?
Your accolades.
Your accolades. Seriously. It was a long list. I mean, I was so impressed. I was like, how could you manage all that in 20 years?
You're specific to one job. I went to the Department of Defense Dog School 5 times for sentry dog, patrol dog, narcotic dog, bomb dog, kennel master school. Most of my career in the Army was a kennel master, you know, taking care of the large kennel facilities, you know, and getting the dogs out in the street and the road at night and doing whatever they had to do. I trained at the British Army Canine School in Paderborn, Germany for almost 6 months. I also had the honor to train under George Myers, who's one of the most renowned dog trainers in the world, at the state of Rhine-Westphalia for the German Polizei. And I've trained dogs for various police departments. I was the vice president of the Washington Canine Association, our police canine association. I've trained under Barbara Saratuck for scent and setting dogs, the theory on scent and stuff like that. So I have a vast background. I could go on for years, you know. And
that is just truly awesome. So amazing.
You know, that's the great thing about doing this. We have met some amazing people, and now, you know, you're one of them.
I have to say, what you guys are doing here today is just wonderful. I don't know how to express, you know, my thanks to you guys for what you're doing for all dogs. That's just the military dogs, for every dog out there that needs help, you know. So, you know, keep up the good work. And anything I can do to help you guys in the future, you know, let me know. I'll be more. I can even groom a dog, you know.
Well, you know, one last thing.
The worst thing I do, I have 3 German Shepherds at home, and they ask me how your dog's trained. They're probably the worst trained 3 German Shepherds.
Well, that's like a plumber's sink always leaks.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm the worst groomed dog.
One thing I'd like to say is that, you know, no creature can give you the perfect example of unconditional love than a dog. And as humans, we have domesticated these animals for our own purposes. And I feel, being that said, it's our responsibility to care for them. Mm-hmm. And caring for them is neuter, spay, because it's for their health, as well as they won't run away, you know. It's less likely. Mm-hmm. But as humans, it's our responsibility. Please care for your animals.
Absolutely. And also, if you see, you know, I know a lot of people who see horrible things that, you know, don't report it because they don't want the neighbor to be mad at them. Or, you know, like, we need to be the voice, because
they can't call
the police. They can't call the SPCA. They can't help themselves.
So, they can call us, and we'll do it anonymously for them. We'll make the report, because we're not, you know, afraid to do anything like that.
I'll even do a drive-by, take pictures if I have to. I mean, I've been there, done it.
If you see a dog being abused, please call us.
Yeah. You know, what's sad is there's some people out there right now thinking, oh, my God, you know, they're talking about. And there are people out there that don't really give two cahoots.
No,
right?
A dog is a possession to them.
It is. It is. And it's looked at as a possession. Yeah. But with people like you, and I include myself, which dogs are my therapy. They're my release. It's unconditional love. I will do anything for any dog. And there are no bad dogs. There are bad owners. And that's the way I look at
it.
Exactly.
Okay? Exactly.
Just like you bring up a child. You can bring up a child to be racist or whatever. You're bringing up a dog the same way. Yep.
Most dysfunctional people, I found, just in the career of doing animal cruelty, most dysfunctional people have dysfunctional animals. And unfortunately, these dysfunctional animals get pushed out into society. They're dumped. They're pushed onto shelters.
And then become someone else's problem.
Become someone else's problem. And you know, unfortunately, the dog can't do anything for themselves. And that's where we step in and try to help.
All right, guys. Guess what? Guess what? It's 9 o'clock.
All right.
It's 9 o'clock. I want to thank you, Sergeant Smith, for coming in. I'll see you tomorrow. Okay. I like your dry sense of humor. Okay. Debbie, Lauren Craig. Thank you so much.
Thanks
I will see you tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
And listener friends, Bob will be back on Sunday with.